Hello and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We come to you 7 days a week to help you learn and improve your American English skills. Today, we will tell you about an unusual situation in Vietnam involving who owns land and what can be done with it. Then we travel to Kenya to hear about what some men think about the way some women are dressing. Let's get started with part one. In Vietnam, the state owns the land. The government gives people permission to lease land, pay for its use for a limited time. As the economy has grown, some Vietnamese have been protesting illegal seizures of land, also known as land grabs. Katie Weaver has more.
A group of people recently gathered near a court near Hanoi to show their support at the appeal trial of four land rights activists. The four were arrested while protesting a reported land grab earlier this year. The court sentenced the activists to between 12 and 20 months for interfering with public order. Both parents of 31-year-old Trinh Ba Phuong were on trial. He says he believes that this trial was a tool for oppression and land grabs.
Thưa anh, là từ đầu năm 2008 là họ đã ra các quyết định, chính quyền tỉnh Hà Tây cũ này là thành phố Hà Nội đã ra các quyết định thu hồi đất.
He says local officials first announced plans to take control of the land in 2008. The payment offered was too low, and 356 families have refused the money. He says officials did not attempt to negotiate with the residents. Video recordings are said to show attempts to take the land by force in April. The videos have appeared on social media. Over 150,000 views have been registered on the YouTube website. Protests by Vietnamese farmers are not new. In many ways, this case shows the continued issue of land rights in the country. It is easy for the state to keep on owning land. In this way, those permitted to use the land do not negotiate directly with developers. Prices are supposed to be set based on market sale value. But this seemingly does not happen in real life. Jonathan London is a Vietnam expert at City University, Hong Kong. He says the state has not dealt with some of the root causes of the disputes.
In the absence of more effective institutional solutions to this problem, these kinds of street level or spontaneous uprisings are likely to persist because, of course, the supply of land is not increasing. When people are displaced or when they claim that they are victim of, you know, injustice, then the legal system is not frequently seen as a promising option.
Jonathan London says the use of video and social media has become a common tool for protesters to make known their objections.
People in Vietnam are increasingly becoming social movement entrepreneurs in that they are trying to call attention to issues.
He says it is important not to overstate this trend. But still, he says, it represents a skillful attempt by people with comparatively little power. He says the activists have succeeded in bringing influence to bear on those who have power and have yet to respond to their needs. I'm Katie Weaver.
You are listening to the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Western behavior is clashing with traditional beliefs in Kenya. Some men there have attacked women because of the clothing they wore. For this story, we turn to Christopher Cruz.
Hundreds of Kenyans marched last month in the capital, Nairobi. The marchers were protesting attacks against women by groups of men. The men claimed the women were targeted because their clothing is too sexy. The protesters shouted, "My dress, my choice." They criticized a video published on social media. The video showed a group of men attacking a woman and removing all of her clothing. The men said the skirt she was wearing was too small. Protesters said they wanted the men arrested. They then marched across Nairobi's downtown area to a bus stop where one of the attacks took place. A leader of the protest said she knew of at least 10 such attacks across Kenya. She said there had been attacks in the coastal city of Mombasa and in Nyeri, in Kenya's central highlands. Diana Ross Akello was one of the protest organizers. She told the Reuters News Service, "This is a journey of liberation. It is not just about dressing. It is about liberation of women from oppression. Because what we felt happened to that woman is so wrong. And even up to now, no one has been arrested. So we want action to be taken. There is a video. Something can be done." Several men took part in the protest. James Wamathai said he was marching in support of women because he believes in equal rights. He told the Associated Press news agency, "I think it's really horrible, and no woman should have to go through that. It's a weird sexual fetish. If you see some of the videos, some of the men are groping the women. But it's not based on anything like religion, because in Africa, we didn't used to wear clothes." The protest was a rare public show of support for women's rights in Kenya. Rarely are people tried there for sex crimes. But some Kenyans criticized the demonstrators. They want women to wear clothes that cover up more of their bodies. Ulda Akinyi watched the protest last month. She said she has told her three daughters to dress conservatively. She told the AP that wearing miniskirts is the devil's work. A day after the protest, Kenyan police arrested a number of men suspected of taking clothes off a woman in public. The men said she was not wearing enough to cover up her body. The woman was taken to a hospital where she received medical care. She was then sent home. Local newspapers said police had arrested up to 90 men. Members of Kenya's parliament criticized the attackers. Lawmaker Cecily Imbariri asked, "Who defines decent dressing? What are we exposing our women to? These women are your wives, your sisters, your aunties." I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. This is VOA, the Voice of America.